Hello, you're listening to DJ Zine, and this is the Pop Heard Around the World on KSCU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, The Underground Sound. Here in the studio with me is Grimace.
Oh, hey, Zine.
How are you?
What? Why'd I say it's so funny? Just kidding.
Grimace's microphone is
higher than usual.
Yeah.
And I tried to move it and it started squeaking, so I stopped.
Yeah.
And so I had to like stretch up really high.
So. Which is funny because you're
Mr.
a tall
elongated
guy.
Neck.
You're
I'm a short
guy.
Torso. I'm
oh,
all leg.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a friend. I used to sit next to her. She was like 5'4", and we'd be the same height sitting down.
I love it when people
so
do
she has
those
short legs,
experiments.
And I have long legs, but...
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
Like,
gosh.
We're not supposed to be the same height sitting next to each other. It's like almost a foot difference in actual height. All in the legs.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm awake. That's the important thing.
I'm barely.
Nice.
It's been a week.
Oof.
Yeah. Lots going on. Very hectic around the household.
Is real.
It is. It is. But, you know, that's life. So, what's new?
Stupid British government.
That's true.
Yeah. So Kneecap canceled their North American shows.
Yeah. For those that didn't hear, Kneecap had, I think, 15 dates that were sold out completely, right?
100%. Yeah.
And unfortunately, due to the proximity of Mohara's next court appearance, they had to cancel the whole thing. Although I heard Canada is still on.
Is it after the U.S. tours? The dates? That's probably why.
Maybe
so
it is.
So it gives it a couple extra weeks. So.
Yeah. So if you want to take an extended road trip.
Vancouver, Canada, maybe.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. We've been talking about it since, I don't know, the movie
March?
Came out. Just
yeah.
kidding.
Something no. thereabouts. No, when we've did we been... see? October. I think it was October or September when we saw the movie.
Was
and then
it?
When the show went on sailing in February.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been hyping that up aggressively since, we'll say, at least February for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny because Grimace was the one that told me about the movie. I'd seen the trailer, but I hadn't put two and two together because I had been listening to the band before I even knew there was a movie.
Right.
And then I saw the trailer, but I guess I didn't see their face, or maybe I just didn't.
Plus, the idea that a band that only had like 10 songs had a movie about themselves already is fantastic.
It just didn't
that
click
me
for
giggle.
Me. And then
it's
when
unlikely, so unlikely that you wouldn't even think to connect the dots on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then when you said, hey, have you seen Kneecap? I was like, seen them like live? I was so confused. So anyway, the rest is history. So we've been so pumped about this show. So much so that we've bought multiple tickets across multiple days. And unfortunately, this is happening now. It was like the event of the decade,
yeah,
practically.
Basically.
Right? I mean, yeah. we're not boring people, but I mean, that it was... We were really looking forward to it. So anyway, hopefully they come back. I just, not to be a pessimist, but I just don't think that they're going to play venues as small as
they
were
won't.
Playing.
That's not, and they even literally
they
said
sold
in the announcement
out.
That we're coming back even bigger than before.
Oh,
so there's
yeah.
no way they're playing the
yeah.
same venues that they were.
Which is a bummer because Grimace and I are big fans of small venues, the independent.
And that could have been part of it too. It's like, oh, well, we could cancel these small venues. And then we could move to bigger venues and make more dollars.
Mm. Well, I mean, I'm happy that they're as successful as they are.
Right.
Because they definitely, all of the praise is warranted, but it's just a bummer for us. So
I just love how aggressively they're still pursuing the Palestinian liberation, you know, like just stop the dang genocide. And they're not backing down at all.
Well, I'm super proud of how articulate their manager has been.
Yeah.
And has really gone, you know, to some of the top media folks, has really strong talking points. And is basically saying you guys are distracted by the wrong thing. As we all know, artists, they express themselves. They use their art to express themselves and however they choose to. And while I don't necessarily agree with the approach that Mohara took, I
was
think
it Hezbollah
that
flag?
Yeah, it was yeah. ridiculous. I mean, it was... Anyway. But I do think that the point still stands. And I think that if folks are unfamiliar with what's happened, definitely don't take the act itself at face value. I would take the entire art of NECAP, and I would take the talking points of their manager, who really speaks from the heart. They're not just talking points. They're, you know, it's something that you can tell that the band and everybody associated with them are deeply passionate about. So definitely look into it and just don't take the act itself as face value, because that's not the full story.
Yes.
So that's that. So maybe some music. Let's see. Oh, I might need your support here. The first band we're going to play, I'm getting acclimated in the studio here. The first band we're going to play is a German synth pop band formed in Münster in 1982. And they gained popularity in the 1980s with the singles Forever Young and Big in Japan. And this song came out in 1984. The band took their name from the Jean-Luc Godard 1965 French New Wave film Alphaville. This is Alphaville with Sounds Like a Melody. Enjoy.
Satellite, the ringing of your laughter, it sounds like a Just only one night. commotion in the street. Someone broke a window and someone's head got beat. A wave of breaking bottles crashed across the city street. And someone got arrested for a breach of the peace.
If you want to war, don't talk.
You want to see a doctor before all of his testing. How much longer a man could get arrested?
If you want to walk, don't talk.
Your health, you've got everything, that's what my doctor said. You may not have much cash, but you've got a roof over your head. Of course I said I loved you, not just cause you insisted. How much longer a man could get arrested?
If you wanna walk, don't talk.
Do it!
Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it!
You're listening to DJ Zine, and this is the Pop Heard Around the World on KSCU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, The Underground Sound. And you just heard A Different Story by Peter Schilling, who is a German synth pop musician who's best known for his hit single from, I think, 1983, Major Tom, which we were singing in the background while A Different Story was happening, which probably isn't the best way to DJ, but it's okay.
Called a mashup.
Yeah, we did a mashup.
In our heads, not out on the radio.
Before that, we heard A Man Could Get Arrested by Pet Shop Boys, who are an English synth-pop duo formed in London in 1981, consisting of keyboardist Chris Lowe and vocalist Neil Tennant, and they remain one of my all-time favorite bands. Little known fact. I said little known fact, if you know me.
Was it I-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y, whatever that thing is?
Yeah, it was I-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y-K-Y. Yeah. Before that.
Or to put it mild, put it simply, I-Y-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K.
Before that, we heard Only One Night by Hurricanes. Prior to that, we heard Lady of Ice by Fancy, another German band fronted by Manfred Alois Segith, I believe is how you say it, better known by his stage name Fancy, who is a German singer, songwriter, and record producer. Lady of Ice was released in 1986 and is off the album Contact. Prior to that, we heard at the top of the set Sounds Like a Melody, which is a banger by Alphaville, who again are another German band formed in Munster in 1982, and that takes us to the top of the set.
Nice.
Very German forward today.
Deutschland über alles.
Or something.
Or not. Pretty sure that's the Nazis, you know, that used to say that, so we're not going to use that
let's
one.
Let's not do that.
Deutschland for everybody. That's a better one.
Yeah, there you go.
Equal rights for everyone, all yes, around.
For all. Yeah, so that catches us up. So German forward, little synth poppy new wave stuff going on today. Yeah, that's all. Let's see, who should we play next? Okay, well, we're going to play a band now who are one of my other favorite bands. I have a lot of favorite bands, honestly, but I do talk about them quite a bit. They are an English electronic band formed in Merseyside in 1978 by Andy McCluskey and Paul Humphries. Though I'm a big fan of their earlier work, their 1991 album Sugar Tax had some really good singles on it, despite some mixed reviews, including the songs Call My Name and Pandora's Box. This is Speed of Light by OMD. Enjoy.
If I could dream that you ¿Qué Je vais me rendre.
You are listening to DJ Zine, and this is the Pop Heard Around the World on KSCU Santa Clara 103.3 FM, the underground sound. And you just heard Voyage Voyage, the Euro mix by a band called Desireless, who were the brainchild of Claudie Fritsch-Mentrop, known by her stage name Desireless. She is French, not German, although her name sounds pretty German to me. And the rest of everything we've been playing German, but it is not German, it is French. And that song topped music charts in multiple countries. Great song.
So you're saying that was pop that was heard around the world?
It was, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I love it. Callback. So before that, we played Adonde by Setu Javu, who were a technically German, I guess you could say Spanish-German band that were active between 1987 and 1994, consisting of Javier Revilla Diaz, who I think is from Spain, I believe, Chris Demir on keys, Stefan Angelke and Torsten Angelke, and Adonde is off of the Southern Lands album that was released in 1990. Before that, we heard The Damn Don't Cry by Visage. And then before that, we heard Speed of Light by OMD. And that catches us up to this portion of the set.
Nice.
Yeah. So, accidentally German forward. Not really accidentally. I guess I was kind of wanting it to be like a little bit different. We play a lot of 80s on this show. Well, we've played 80s before on this show. Wanted to kind of do something a little bit different, edgier. German, if you like.
German 80s instead of just 80s.
Exactly. So.
Sorry, and 90. Not 90 is 90.
That's true. Oh, yeah, and 90s. Yeah, because we played Pet Shop Boys and Setu Javu. And were those the only two 90s bands we played? Well, OMD.
Was that, oh, that was later OMD.
Yeah, that was later OMD. 1991, I believe. Sugar Tax. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though I play a lot of OMD, I actually have never... Oh, I shouldn't say that. I did play something off of Sugar Tax before. Just kidding.
And we've already had that discussion, too, where you don't actually play that much. Didn't we decide it was like one in every 10 shows?
Yeah, that's when
you
play OMD. Yeah.
So it feels like a lot to you, but it ends up being actually on the average, it's quite small.
It was funny. Grimace like pulled some of the data, and we were kind of playing a guessing game, and I like way overguessed some of the songs I thought I played often, right?
Right.
That was fun.
Yeah, before the 1 year mark. We never actually did a celebratory episode, did we?
We didn't.
Probably should have, but always forgot. So we're pulling up data to see which songs, which bands have been played the most and stuff. Yeah, she couldn't guess number. Which, I don't remember which number it was, but I think it was Au Revoir Simone that had four plays or it had six plays or whatever.
Something over the course like that, yeah.
Yeah, you just could not guess that one. You went every other one.
I did, though. Didn't I eventually guess it?
No, I think I had to tell you.
I'm going to look back. I think I guessed it. I think you gave me several guesses. And then I think might have said, eventually
it's a three-girl synthesizer band from New York. And you're like,
I don't think that that's true. I'm gonna check the tapes, you guys.
Show me the receipts.
But that was fun. Yeah, we never did a celebratory. There were a couple things we could have done. I think we could have done a 50th show. And then we could have done a year anniversary. And we didn't do either. Yep. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I don't even tell people happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
I'm a jerk face.
Yeah.
It's my middle name. David Jerk Face Grimace.
No. Everybody has a thing that they celebrate.
You don't celebrate
anything.
Think of something that I celebrate.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, there isn't anything.
Nope.
Like, if it wasn't for my wife...
Don't have one.
...caring about things, then I wouldn't celebrate anything. But yeah, birthdays and anniversaries and things like that, because my wife... likes those, yes, but I don't. For me personally, no.
Yeah,
I don't care. Birthdays, well, don't care. It's literally another day for me.
At least you're trying to save your marriage by
right
caring about not the a total jerk face cares about.
I acknowledge that people are different.
Yes,
and she's more different than me.
Yeah, well, not I really. I do like commemorating things generally. Like, I think it's good. I think it's good to celebrate milestones. Yeah, I mean, I celebrated my layoff.
Nice. You should have.
Yeah.
It was well earned.
That was like...
That doesn't even sound like, right.
Thanks, guys, for letting me go after 19 years. Thanks for letting me go right before the 20th mark where you would actually have to do something. They did something for my 10th, which was nice.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was in a really fun place in my career, too. So that was nice. The 10th celebration was nice. But the, yeah, there's no other.
I made it 2 years at your company. And then I quit.
At my company.
I quit, and then they laid me off. That was the best part.
It's not my company.
Like, I'm like, you know, I already quit, right? They're like,
Yeah.
We would like you to stay an extra 6 weeks to train replacements.
You know, I do like that about the company, though. There's so many friends that I've made from there. It's just kind of heartwarming that that's what I got out of it. I didn't need no party. I got friends.
Like I said, I went to a barbecue for my old boss, like at his house.
That's so fun.
And it was pretty much exclusively former employees. But there was like, you know, 10 or 12 of us all, just formers.
Yeah.
Kind of hanging out because we liked each other.
That's nice. Yeah. It's nice. It brings people together.
Totes.
At least there's that.
Like music.
Yeah, exactly like
specifically,
music.
Specifically, bands.
Yes.
Specifically a band called. Just, I don't know. I'm just trying to like...
Segue?
Get back to playing music, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll do that.
I talk too much and I acknowledge it sometimes.
No.
So
it's
I'm
okay.
I'm dragging you down with
no,
my talking.
No, this was nice. I like talking about commemorating things because it's... Yeah, it's reminding me to do that more often. So... Speaking of commemorating things, this is the final band we're going to play. So the last band we're going to play were an English pop group from Brighton, England, led by Tim Freeman, who is brother of the actor Martin Freeman and Jamie Freeman and others. This is a gorgeous song. Nice little send-off for you guys called Telephone by Fraser Chorus. Enjoy.
Before a word was said...